If he dies, the loss is incalculable. The whole existence mourns. You may not mourn, but existence understands. That's literally how important you are, that the whole existence is concerned with you. Is supporting you to still be here. Is supporting you and urging you to be you as much as you can. Whether you think it's a good you, a bad you, whatever attitude you have about it, existence doesn't have that attitude. Existence just wants you to be you. Obviously, it doesn't want you to go out and steal cars or kick puppies. But it has to be really understood thoroughly that your job is to be you. That's why you're here. It's less about, I should be a good person, or I shouldn't be such a bad person, and more about, what's me? What's unique about me? How is what I am needed in this existence? What's in me that is absolutely an incalculable loss if existence snuffed me out 1 second from now? Now, obviously, you can't start to comprehend it, view it this way, have a clearer seeing of it if you're most of the time telling yourself, having an internal dialogue about everything that needs improving in you. Then you can't ever sincerely consider the fact that existence has no issue with you. Because existence doesn't mess around. If it has a real issue with you, you're gone. So at the very least, take the cue that you're breathing, that you're alive, as a message from existence that you have something unique and incalculable to offer. That is the message. That is what your being still alive is saying. That's what existence is saying to you in that fact. What do you think? Some of you might say, I don't buy it. So I'd like to hear agreements, disagreements, and anything else about this subject, because this is a new way of thinking to some, familiar to others, and I'd like to not just have a monologue, but also a dialogue.
I have a question about childhood, and I think I'll speak from my own experience, but I think it's common. As a child, you know, I felt pretty much in the moment and pretty much connected to God, and felt, you know, all that naivete we talk about from a spiritual sense as a child. But at the same time, I had all those projections about what I wanted to be when I grew up, and obviously, it was all ego-based. I had a very limited knowledge of what I could be and what I would be, and so that set up a lot of expectations. And so that was all going on, but at the same time, I feel like I was totally more in touch, too. So I get confused about those two things.
So don't be confused, because two things are going on. The answer is really not complicated. Two things are going on. One is, every child is more plugged in than when we become adults. There's been less opportunity to fill you full of ideas and beliefs and stances and attitudes that aren't your own, that aren't relevant to what's really true. So I wouldn't call it naivete, I'd call it innocence. Innocence is real. Every child is innocent in the best possible way. Even bad children, and don't think there aren't bad children, but everybody has a basic innocence that they start with. And it's that exact same innocence that you have to get back to. It's that exact same innocence that the spiritual search is saying can be reborn in you.